Welcome to Love Wins with Ellis and Benita, a conversation of love, life, and relationships. Hey, welcome to Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. This is Benita.
And this is Ellis.
And we're back with episode 20.
Woo-woo!
Yay! Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for your feedback that we're not getting. We're going to need y'all to start sending us some feedback.
Hey, but keep on downloading, though.
Keep on downloading. The numbers look great. We're happy that just from two of our platforms, Black Talk Radio Network, in Blog Talk, for the month of September, we had over 3,400 downloads. So we really appreciate you. As Ellis said, keep downloading, keep listening, and keep sharing. How you been?
Hey, I've been phenomenal. Feel like the sun, look like the moon, baby. Just get it.
What in the world? What in the world?
Feel like the sun and look like the moon. That came to me this morning. Somebody asked me how I was doing. I said, I feel like the sun, I look like the moon.
You hot.
Hot and mysterious. You know what I'm saying?
Or.
That's old school. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So we're going to talk about today. All right. So this conversation is going somewhere. So we just.
Yeah, this may be a part one of a three.
Of many. Three even parts. Though, and so y'all saw, if you listened to the last episode of Loving Through Anger, we said that was going to be a multi-part as well, but we're not going to do that consecutively because that's challenging, and sometimes these conversations pull on us emotionally, and so we got to rest too. But today we're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about connections and vibes.
Yes.
So you know how you walk into a space and you see a brother.
Right. Well, not me. Not me. I don't look at brothers.
You see a brother or sister, or, you know, a man or a woman, and you just start feeling this good energy.
Right.
So one time me and my best friend, we were talking, like, some days I can walk, you know, through the downtown area, and I'm just feeling like the sun.
Right.
Like you just said, I'm feeling like the sun. Mm-hmm. And everybody's saying, hey, sister, you look good. How you doing, sister? Let us smile. Well, pre-mask, right? Let us smile. And I used to say, I wish I could bottle this. Because I could sell it. Like, how could I bottle this energy and this vibe and this connection that I'm making? Uh-huh, you know, I'm just kind of resonating. Uh-huh. So that's what we're going to talk about. Because these connections and vibes sometimes take you places that you have no intention of going.
You know, the beauty of that is there is nothing like connecting with somebody. I won't say necessarily a soulmate. But there's just a spiritual connection you have with someone. And I just think that there's nothing like it. It's just, it's heavenly. It's heavenly. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to establishing connections and vibes.
What you saying? You never had connections and vibes?
Well, I'll say this. I have, but when you encounter, I won't even call it a soul encounter. It's like a cataclysmic interaction you have with someone and y'all just vibe. Mm-hmm. It's through eye contact. It's like the beauty of what's taking place now. The mask renders you somewhat helpless in terms of how you see or how you connect with somebody. Mm-hmm. But the eyes don't lie. Mm. The eyes don't lie. It's about those eyes. And so though you can't see a smile, you can see those eyes. And those eyes send a whole lot of messages, sends a whole lot of information. And so I look for those eyes, so that eye contact. It's wonderful. Oh, yes. Let's get it.
So I met a person not too long ago. And, you know, we all masked up and I'm working. I'm doing a wine tasting event. And so this person, you know, he came in the space. He was a guest of the folks hosting this particular event. And so he was saying that he was watching, you know, my energy and the way that, you know, I was responding to those coming up to taste wine or, you know, to get wine and my movements. Mm. And so he was feeling this vibe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So what that mean?
I mean, I feel the energy and the vibe in your description of what took place. You know what I'm saying? I can feel it. Like goodness gracious. What occurred there? What happened there?
You know, I was just doing my thing. I was working. I was feeling good. You know, it was a last minute event for me. Like, you know, I knew about it 2 hours before I went. So it was no prep, you know, no facade. I just showed up.
Well, let me say this, if I could. And again, I think this is what makes you unique. And I hope you can coach these sisters on how to be vulnerable.
If they call me, I can coach you.
And how to be open to these vibes and connections, because too many people are closed off emotionally and mentally based off what has happened. But you can't have a connection if you're not confident and comfortable in being who you are.
Which you have to open.
You're great at that, right? Mm-hmm. Pre-COVID, in COVID, no yeah. COVID. But a lot of women are not like that.
We have to get to, right, we have to start being comfortable in our own shoes.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, whether you got on flip-flops or 4-inch heels, that's we right. got to be comfortable
right.
in the shoes that we're wearing. Mm-hmm. That's true. And that takes loving yourself. You know, when you love yourself, that thing is like you swallowed the daggone sun and it just radiates out of every pore. As you said, the eyes, you just feel good about that. And it doesn't matter how other people, because I wasn't even watching dude. I mean, he was right there, but I wasn't paying attention to him paying attention to me. And then so when he was able to tell me some things that I was doing in that space, I'm like, dad, he was all, you know, I had his full attention, full undivided attention, and I wasn't even seeking it.
So let me ask you a question. So when you and him were conversing, was he looking away when people walked by? Was he looking at somebody else? Was he distracted?
No.
Oh, there we go. That makes a whole, that's how you know the connection is real.
Mm-hmm.
When you have his undivided attention.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So you're saying we do that too much?
Well, I think the big problem
is the phones.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. But I know my own experience. I could be talking to someone, but if I see someone, you know, if I'm distracted, I may catch a little, you know, I may a little peek, you know, I may do my, you know, one of my moves, you know, cough, you know, turn away so I can look and she walk by. You know what I'm saying? I got little moves I'd be doing.
Okay, well, I ain't giving him too much credit.
Right.
Let me tell you why. Because he likes sisters, and I was the only sister in the world. So I ain't giving him too much credit for not turning his head.
Well, let me say this. He did not do anything to discredit himself because he obviously was, you know, checking you out. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he stayed fully attentive. And still, that was 2 months ago, and he's still fully attentive.
Well, let me say this to my listeners, my sisters who are listeners, my listening sisters. If a man is interested in you, and he is not able to keep, because, you know, a lot of men are interested because it's about the hunt, about the prey, right? But then you have certain men who are truly trying to make that connection. And you got to send the man some signs that, you know, you got to blink your eyes, you know what I'm saying? Play with your earlobe, tilt your head, do something, twirl your hair. I don't know. You got to do something. Some sign, you know, it's got to be like on Tom Hanks movie. Nelson, I'm gonna do
this seventh grade pose. I'll put my hand on my hips, stick my booty out.
There you go.
I ain't got no booty, but I'm gonna stick something.
Send a sign, because there's so many people out there. Again, I say this joking, but in all seriousness, there's so many women out there who men could be possibly vibing with, but they don't know how to send a sign like, hey, like white flag or something, like, hey, you know, SOS sign or something. See, you do that because you have a great personality.
Thank you.
But some women don't have that kind of personality. And so some men are goofy as can be. They don't know how to approach.
Yeah,
you know, men be goofy, be clumsy, stumbling, bumbling, you know. What the heck? You know what I'm saying? For real.
And sometimes we, as women, we need to kind of give them a little bit of room for goofy. Because I get goofy, but I give you a pass. Because I was like, okay, he just...
Because you're goofy too, that's why.
Yeah, I'm silly as can be.
That's good. Clowning all the time. Clowning and laughing all the time. Even when she's serious, she clowning and laughing.
Yeah, and so you're going to get a pass from me you know, with a lot of it. Because I'm like, some of it, like I can discern if it's nervousness.
Right.
You know, because I am so, like, I'm 4'11 and a half.
on a good day.
Yeah, on a good day. And so sometimes you may look at me and it's like, oh, she like, you know, a little sweet, innocent, docile girl.
Yeah,
but
fooled.
Once you meet me, you will know instantly that mm-hmm. I'm not. And so fooled. That may make one uncomfortable because, don't let the small package fool.
She really 8 foot.
I'm 8 feet, right. 8 feet really is inside
foot.
Of this.
8 feet inside.
And so I'm not. And so then you come, and so you come with some weak ass line. And so I'm going to kick some back to you that you're like, because you weren't ready for that.
But you know, it's interesting how most men or some men may be intimidated by that.
Mm-hmm.
But that little bantering going back and forth to me is what makes the relationship exciting.
I love that. And so the man that isn't intimidated he got that, we can go back and forth. We can do this all day. Oh, he won. He got me.
See, and the worst person to me is someone who can't keep up.
Yeah.
You know, you're going back and forth. And you're like, why you say that? Why, you know, you gotta be able to keep up, baby. This is a horse.
Yeah.
We riding this thing.
Yeah.
This is Kentucky Derby.
Quick with it.
So if a man is not quick with it, you can't keep up with the I won't say black woman, just an intelligent, sapiosexual kind of woman.
Oh, sapiosexual.
You know what I'm saying?
Take a drink every time you hear it.
You know what I'm saying?
Sapiosexual. So yeah, I hear you. So how do we get to the point where, all right, so sometimes because of my natural, and I don't want to say me, I want to say all of us, sisters and brothers, with this natural quick witness, you know, we can banter easily. Sometimes people misconstrue it
right.
as there's a real connection. Sometimes it really ain't. I'm just talking to you.
Well, I mean, I think we determine the connection, right? Because if I'm not interested, you know, then it'll stop there. But if I'm interested, then I'll let you know if you can continue within the conversation with the connection.
So I'll converse all day because I'm going to talk.
Oh, and I ain't going to waste my time.
Yeah, I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
And knowing that as soon as I'm up from this chair or whatever the situation is, it's done. I ain't never even thinking about you like that. But I'm just doing this banter.
Well, I think.
So you think that's unfair?
I'm going to use this word. Your opponent has to let you know that they are a worthy opponent in order to connect with me.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So if there is going to be a connection, you got to be quick with it. You have to be, you know, insensitive. You know, to my I won't say insensitive. I won't say that. You have to be at least open to some of my sarcasms and pettiness that I can throw at you. You, on the other hand, you're very sarcastic and petty as well. You just try to act like you're not.
I am not petty.
Yes, you are petty. Yes,
I am
you are petty.
Petty. You
yes.
are King Petty.
I am King Petty.
King Petty.
I am King Petty. Yes, I am. I got a petty story to say, but I won't say it. But I think men have to understand that when you're stepping to a woman such as yourself who's confident, who's beautiful, who's intelligent, you have to be flexible. You got to be fluid. You see what I'm saying? Because the connection is not always a straight connection. It can be a fluid connection. And I think that's what makes relationships exciting.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have a fluid relationship. You can go up and down, talk about all these different conversations. That's what makes it exciting.
That is exciting. So I was talking to this brother one time. And, you know, sometimes folks come in the door and they're, you know, it's business, but then it turns, you know, what they want, a more personal connection. And so, believe it or not, I can be very tactful.
Shocking.
I know. So, because I don't like to hurt feelings, you know, I like to build relationships. And, you know, these are not romantic relationships. These are just relationships, connections with people. So the brother was telling me, you know, what he could offer me. And the phone, I had another call coming. And so I was like, look, I got to go. So I cut it off because I'd rather talk to the other person apparently who called. And so the next time, I said, I'll call you back. Okay. I saw the person like 10 days later. I don't know why I said I'm gonna call you back. I knew I wasn't, but I just said it. So I saw the individual like 10 days later and he wanted to resume the conversation. So my memory is bad. So I was like, all right, tell me where we were. I had really thrown that away. So he was telling me, you know, he went back through and it triggered. I remember, you know, what he was saying. And so I was like, well, you know, still I'm tactful. You know, I am a sweetie.
Yes, you are a sweetie.
Way in the inside, there's a sweetie in there.
Somewhere deep down.
So I was tactful and I was like, no, well, this is who I am. And this is what, you know, if I wanted to be in a relationship, this is what I would be looking for. So, all right, I'm feeling like we good at this point because I said it. So then I get a text from this person or a messenger or whatever. Well, it really didn't sound like your answer was convincing. So I'm like, the bleep, you know, that's what I'm thinking, like bleep, 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 the words I'm not going to say on this show.
Right.
Like, dang, you can't be tactful with everybody. Well, some people, you got to come in and hit them in the head with a brick. And said, no.
See,
you don't have a chance.
See, Benita would talk to anybody.
I do.
I am not that fortunate. I'm not going to waste my time talking to anyone. However, you know, men are notorious for attempting to be what a woman says they need. But most time, men can't keep up, right? Yeah. So they say, oh, I can be that, or I can do X, Y, and Z. They start making excuses. But I think when you have a sincere connection with somebody, it's you being your authentic self. You know, so as my authentic self, I don't have to pretend to be anybody other than who I am because I have a connection with you. But if I don't have a connection, or I'm trying to get a connection, then I got to pretty much, you know, put that acting hat on.
Right.
And I think men do that very well. Unfortunately, women, I won't say all women, but some women are not able to, you know, use the word discern or see through the mask of these, you know, these fake connections.
Now, women mask too. Some of them are...
So say it again.
Women mask.
Say that one more
some
time.
Some of them are fake as hell.
Listen, some of them, I say 99.9% of them.
I ain't gonna say 99.9. But okay, some of them...
98.9. Other than my mama, my grandma be faking too.
Yeah, you're the daddy of your mama. This ain't gonna beat you. but some of us fake too. Like you say, yeah, okay. Do. Like say, you a dude and you said, okay, I like a woman who gonna cook for me. Right? Mm. Because I don't spoil you.
Mm.
Me and your mama done, you rotten in here.
Mm-hmm.
So we say we're going to do these things for you. So these women would start out with you and they making you food, right? First they start out making the one thing they know how to make, right? Then, you know, they make that a couple times. Then they switch the hamburger helper on you. Mm. You know, they jazzing it. Then they jazzing up some ramen noodles. They hooking it up. They adding chicken and stuff, right? And ain't nothing wrong with it. But once they got you, they stop because you cannot be who you're not for a long period of time.
Mm.
We can all act temporarily.
Temporarily.
Temporarily. It's going to show up who you
are. Act,
but women do it all the time because if we want you, if I figure out this is what Ellis like, this is what Ellis want, and I'm going to do these things for Ellis. I'm going to be everything Ellis want me to be.
But typically, it's not going.
It's not going to work for long. Because eventually, either one or two things going to happen. This is what happens most frequently.
I'm going to tell you what my mama said to me today.
What your mama said? That's my girl.
My mama told me today. I'll tell you two things. What my grandma said, my mama said. So my mother said to me today, she was like, Ellis, you know how you do? I said, how do I do, Ma? Ellis, you see somebody, I ask about the person a few weeks later, oh, I ain't fooling them no more.
Yeah,
I ain't fooling them no more.
That's the Ellis way.
Right. So my grandmother, last time I saw my grandma, she was like, son, I need you to be easy on them. I said, what are you talking about, Grams? And she was like, you be hard on women. You hard on women,
How
right?
Are you hard on women, Ellis?
But what they fail to realize, I said, do y'all not realize that how y'all raised me? That like y'all were very hard on me. And as African-American women, they're very hard on their males. Like my aunt told me, you know, one time here recently, I need you to stop being a punk. I said, you realize since I was 4 years old, you've been telling me to don't be no punk. Be a little sissy. Let some girl run on top of you. But that being said.
So that's that build who you are. So right. You're blaming us for who you
I'm
are.
Not blaming. I'm accepting and receiving.
Because I'm about to beat you on break.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. So oftentimes women don't realize the power they've had, as you said, was texting. Women have all the power for the most part.
We do.
And so as a man, you know, most men don't realize that. I realize it.
Well, you know, I was about to say, and we do have to take a break. We got about 60 seconds. But one of the things, like in the acting, the problem is men accept it
they feel
quickly. It's like, oh, she cooked. She makes me like help her.
Men are dumb.
You know, she cooked. You know, the house was clean today. You know, or she did this. This sex was good. Oh, this the one. Y'all don't give it a chance either. So
the men are dumb.
Say it again.
Men are dumb. Men are dumb.
I wasn't gonna say that, but I'm all right with it. So we need to take this break. So we'll be right back with Love Wins with Ellison Benitez.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music is an eclectic blend of genres for your listening pleasure. Find our podcast on the Black Talk Radio Network or listen to our stream on Live 365. From praise to timeless tunes to an all-out dance party, our DJs spin the tunes to make you feel good. Reminisce with us on Thursdays as we take you back to our greatest moments. Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music, the intersection of music and culture.
And we're back with Love Wins with Ellison Benitez, and we're talking about connections and vibes, vibes and connections. Wishing we can buy late because it's all that.
I forgot we were talking about.
As we go on these breaks and we lose our minds, and I'm sitting here drinking the Emily. So those who know that I'm in the wine game, you know, I know my thing. So the Emily is a South African rosé, and I'm having a good time.
You know, in reflection, I think that you know, it's not hard to establish connections, but I think it's hard to maintain it if you're not both working towards it. You know, establishing it, cultivating it, and nurturing that thing.
But I think the thing about connections, though, if it ain't there in the beginning, you ain't gonna establish it. Like, I'm gonna take dude.
No. I'm speaking about once you establish a connection, there's connection.
Keep on it,
you gotta,
right.
You gotta keep it
to
lively.
Keep past
right.
That initial.
You gotta work it.
That spark.
Yeah. I think we take it for granted and we don't put forth the energy and effort to maintain it and to keep that thing lit. You gotta keep it lit.
All right, let's talk about sex.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. There we go.
All right. Connection established. You got that vibe. Now we in the bedroom. So you got to keep that lively, too. That can't be the same every time, right?
Right. Well, I think a lot of relationships falter because, you know, it to me, it extends beyond just sex is just a natural act, right? But when you're talking about being intimate with somebody, I'm talking about a spiritual, soulful connection. When you're able to, because intimacy is into me, you see. And so.
Into me, you see.
Yeah.
That's what you just.
It's a long conversation. Me, but intimacy, you know what I'm saying? You got to be intimate, right? You got to be intimate. And I think oftentimes in relationships, you know, you're just having sex, and that's cool. But you want to have a good time, right? While you're having, you know, sex, right? You don't want to just be doing it. Well, maybe so. I don't know, but I, you know. I like the marathon game.
I'm stuck on
Intimate UC. Francis Cress Wells has said that back in 1988.
I got a book over there on my shelf.
The ISIS papers.
Don't make me start a book club on this show.
Dr. Francis Cress Wells.
I think the ISIS papers is like, can see it from where we're sitting, right?
One of the greatest books ever. She was talking about how we fail to understand what intimacy is. And we think it's just about sex, but it's about connecting soulful spiritual connections. And but she's also spoke about years ago that as men, we are so busy trying to get the woman, but we don't know how to hold on to the woman that we're trying to get.
So let me ask you though. So with that, since mm-hmm. we already have this connection,
okay,
and this vibe and this
energy, that's been established. We got the connection.
We got that.
Okay.
And we got the vibe. So now we're at sex.
Okay.
So and so to be at sex, once you have the connection and vibe, it ain't just about I ain't had sex in 6 months, so I just gotta get some. Okay.
Right.
So we got all that. So does it have to be different every time, or is it automatically fresh every time because we got this connection, we just got this energy? Do we have to like do different tricks every time? Like, do I need to hang from the chandelier the next time because I didn't do that the last time?
Are you asking me? You asking in general?
I'm just talking. And I'm drunk.
For me, my best, you know, intimate experiences have come when the person that I've been with has been open and honest about the connection that we have, right?
Okay.
And so for me, because I'm a lover, you know what I'm saying? I like to love, you know, I just who I am. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I mean, for real. I mean,
I hear you.
I was talking to my son about this very topic. He was sharing that oftentimes he was meeting females and he was concerned that he was mistreating them or treating them, you know, because he wasn't in a relationship with them. I'm like, no, they choosing you. I said, you ain't choosing them. They choosing you to knock you off. So don't get caught up in what you're not doing, because women choose you and you can't just go up to a woman who's not attracted to you. So from a sexual standpoint, I think men must understand that if you're going to have sex with a woman, she's not already decided what she's going to do.
Yeah, we already know. I think I said that.
And what she's not going
to
do.
I think I said that to a person before. We know when we roll up on you
where
this is going.
Right.
And we do have that power. And women have to be comfortable with understanding her power.
So how do you teach a woman her power?
That comes from that self-love and that self-confidence and not being afraid to be confident. So many things have happened.
You mean confidence sexually or to
no,
take your...
No, just in yourself. When I know who this... I know what's in this 4'11 and a half, 103 pounds. I know what's in here.
So you have professional women who are confident in their professional careers.
They're confident.
But then when they get to a, you know, sexual relationship with their spouse or whomever else, boyfriend, they don't have any confidence.
Yeah, because they've been focused on that. But you got to be focused on the whole package. I am not my job.
But some of us, you know.
I'm not my job. And so, yeah, we have to get past, you know, because of these women who are caught in who they are career-wise, when they lose that, careers are too volatile.
Right, right.
So when you lose that, who the hell are you?
But you know, most women, and I'll say men too, but a lot of women I've encountered here lately, all they have is their career, right? But when they get to a relationship, they lose their confidence. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the mindset, I'm going to take my confidence with me. No matter what I am,
you got to be who you
are. I'm going to bring it with me.
That's right. I bring it in the job. You know, I've done a lot of different tasks. I haven't had a job since 2005, honestly.
Right.
A real job. Other than that, I've kind of been freelancing. I'm 1099. You know, I do different things.
Right.
But I take whatever the task is. To get that task, it takes me being confident, you know, in that whatever task you give me, I'm going to knock this out. You know, I'm going to take care of that. And so, but you got to know that. Like what I had to learn, and I learned this, I had a job. I worked for a quasi-government agency mm-hmm. in the late 90s. And I had a remarkable boss who he studied, and we're great friends today, but he studied the three people who worked under him. So we all acted as individuals. And so he told me that I did not believe that I was as smart as I was. So he bought me these books about self-confidence. And baby, that changed the world.
Here I is
in all my glory. But once I realized that I am who I am,
right,
and that can't be taken away, I took a different approach to everything that I do. So it doesn't matter the task. I'm still this girl right here. You know, I'm smart.
So what she's saying, ladies, that y'all need some confidence.
Y'all better get some confidence. And can't nobody take that. When you really got it, It don't matter what you say. We all meet people who are capable and want to control us. And so the way that they control us is through verbal abuse. It could be through mental abuse. Sometimes it becomes physical. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even though we can't physically beat most men, you know, that's just nature.
Right.
But we're still who we are, and you can remove yourself and you're still strong. You know, you come back shining, and that's what we have to do. We allow shame, you know, to get in our way and hinder our growth. You know, just move past that.
I won't say this, but I'll try to clean this up. I think for the most part, women have never been in a position to understand the power of their sexuality, the power of their minds, the power of their bodies. And because I'm the father of three daughters, I'm intentional trying to give my daughters confidence about when this man approaches you, this is how you handle this kind of man, or that kind of man. And, you know, I want my daughters to be able to handle themselves. As a friend of mine says, and I don't like how he says this, but I gotta say it. He says, you have to make sure you teach your daughter not how to be on the pole, but to own the pole.
Right.
I was livid when he said that. I was livid. But the older I get, I understand it's like a woman has to understand that you should not be ashamed of your sexuality, of your body, right, of anything, right? Because as men in society, we're kind of encouraged to, you know, sow our wild oats. But when a woman is expressing themselves, it goes back to that whole WAP song, you know, people have an issue with it.
Yeah.
I think in 2020, women have to understand what their power is.
We do. I recently, well, by the time this is aired, it'll have been like 10 days past. But there was, and I haven't watched it yet, but Meg Thee Stallion was on SNL. And so there was a comment in one of the groups that I'm on in Facebook about how, you know, she had her poo-poo all hanging out and on the back of the wall or whatever it said, protect women. You should still protect women. I should be able to walk down 23rd Street naked and nobody should have the right to touch me.
Or say anything.
And you brothers, you should still protect us. You should not protect us because we are free with our bodies. Y'all came from this.
But I'll say this again.
What am I supposed to say today?
Black women are the strongest being on earth. See, also teacher, nurture, mother of civilization.
That's who we are.
But I'm going to say this. Women are raising these kind of weak men because women are the nurturers. They're the teacher. They're the mother of civilization. And so women have to do a better job of raising up these raggedy men because, as I've been saying to some of my cousins and friends, here you are talking about this dude who raised him because the daddy ain't around.
That's true.
And so as women, I'm a man. As women, I think women have to do a much better job intentionally raising men to respect women and not to say anything.
So what do we do? Because some of us meet men that still need raising.
Leave that little boy where he is. Women have to stop settling. Women have gotten to a habit of settling, thinking, or dating someone based off of potential.
Potential
don't pay no bills.
Nothing.
And I'm not talking about monetary. I'm talking about the bills of your emotions, the bills of your spirit, the bills of your intellect. We have to stop dating people based off of potential. Oh, he going to do this. No, is he doing it?
Yeah, what has he done? What has he shown you? When I was talking about the brother who told me that that I was talking to, who said, you know, based on your answers, I ain't convinced you don't want to go out with me. Okay. Potential. One of the things he said is, we can build together. I'm 51 years old. You know, may have heard that at 24. At this point, I ain't building nothing with you.
Well, hold on. It all depends on what he's trying to build. So obviously you're not interested in building with him, obviously.
Nah.
Right.
I'm going to need you to already got a building. I got a building. Right. We're going to build this conglomerate.
I think women settle, man. And it frustrates me. I was trying to say it's one of my daughters here 2 weeks ago. And so her response was, well, Dad, the way you said, I ain't going to find nobody. So you can't think that way. I said, you have to stop thinking from a negative, like, I ain't going to find nobody because, I want this criteria met. No. I'm going to find the right one. We have to change about how we speak and how we think. Because the whole part of manifesting your destiny is changing the narrative on what you say and what you desire and what you believe. And so we have women out here selling for a little boy who still got to be raised. He's staying with his mama. He ain't got no car. You know what I'm saying? Then, hey, not saying that the brother is not a good brother, but as I tell my daughter, don't bring no boy to my house if he ain't got no driver's license. Don't bring no boy to my house if he hasn't completed certain things because I'm not going for it. Mm-hmm. I'm not having it. And you can make the dude came in the house, he had no driver's license, and he was driving a car that I gave you. He ain't got no driver's license.
Wait a minute, he's driving her car?
He was driving her car. So first I said, so hey, son. And so my daughter's like, oh, Dad, I forgot. I said, so
how
hey,
you
son.
Forget?
I said, hey, son, you got a driver's license? No, sir. I said, so
why
you let
you
drive your car? And you have a, I said, better yet, why would you be driving her car? You know, you dirty. I said, you don't even care about her. She got to transport my grandson.
So you see the lights coming behind you, what you going to do? You going to do a high-speed chase?
And she's like, well, Dad, I didn't ask him, but you should have asked him, jump. He shouldn't be driving your car. Where's his car? Well, he ain't got no car. Exactly. So why are you with him? Why are you with him? Who he live with? Well, he live with his grandmother. But he be trying to stay in your house. You got your own spot.
Mm-hmm.
But Dad, you being so hard. No, I'm trying to tell you what the scam is. Let me stop.
So there's a name for those individuals. Mm. It's called hobosexual.
Mm, hobosexual.
They looking for a place to stay. They looking for some meals. They looking for those what's his name? Abraham Maslow. They looking for the bottom level. The shelter, the food, the clothing. So we're not doing that.
Yeah.
The hierarchy of needs. They're looking for that bottom level of needs.
Yeah, I got to have my own.
Yeah, I need you at least on like the third level.
Yeah, I got to have my own. And that's just me. It ain't got to be a house. It can be an apartment. Hell, it can be just a room, but I got to have my own.
Yeah.
And that's just me. A lot of dudes are not like that. A lot of men are not like
that. And because we're in our 50s, I mean, for me anyway, I've already done the struggle love.
Oh, man.
You know, I was married for a while. Almost 2 decades.
Yeah, I ain't never had no struggle, though.
But we started out in the struggle, so let me tell you this. So I
had struggle love at college.
Yeah, after college. And so I met my kid's father when I was in my last year of college. And so the first year, you know, out of college, I'm going to the doctor because my stomach hurt, right? So my doctor was hilarious. This is why I love Black physicians, and I seek them out, you know, because I feel like, you know, they know us in a different way. They know Black people in a different way.
Right.
And especially, you know, you're dealing with the elders. I'm 24, so of course he's older. So, you know, they tell you how it is. So he's like, girl, you need to go home. He said, you over there with that boy, y'all eating lettuce and onion salads, putting holes in your stomach. Go home to your daddy, you know. But so I already dealt with the struggle now. So at 51, my stomach can't handle no more ulcers. You know, I eat good by myself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's unfortunate. I have so many great women in my life, and some of them don't have men, and they always ask me, oh, you ain't got no friends. I would introduce some of my male friends to y'all, because they ain't shit. Excuse my language.
At least you're honest, though.
But the ones who are, they're married, and they're good people. And it's just unfortunate. So they said it's not enough men out here. I disagree with that.
I disagree.
There are enough men out here, but I just think we have to change how we speak about what we want in terms of who we want to be with. And we have to stop thinking of there ain't none, but start saying, okay, God, show me where they are.
Yeah.
Because they're out here.
They're out here, and we got to be open, and we got to pay attention to when we're meeting. Because I meet a lot of people.
Well, here we go again.
I mean, but for real. But if everybody.
But your personality is inviting.
Okay, so, all right. So Benita Johnson, life coach, hit me up at lovewinswithellisandbenita@gmail.com. Because we do have to be more open so we can meet people. And just because you meet a person does not mean that it's going to end in matrimony.
But you have so many women who won't even go on dates with certain people.
Or they won't even talk to them.
Please.
Have a conversation. Please. Conversations cost nothing.
Yeah. You got at least have a conversation. At least go out on a, man, go on a date. Go have a little drink or have some coffee or tea. I don't know. Do something. But get out the house. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can social distance in a park. Great place to go to meet somebody and talk in a park.
Yeah.
You be on one end of the bench, be on the other end of the bench.
It's cool.
It's great.
Just have an easy conversation. You know, a lot of times we want to go on these dates and we expect the guy. Women, sorry, I'm beating up on y'all for a second.
Say that.
We expect a guy to spend, you know, $100+ on this dinner. That's not fair anymore. You know, he ain't always, the man you meet doesn't always have to have it like that.
Mm.
He can still be an amazing guy for you. And so let's have some simpler dates. Because honestly, my favorite dates are the ones that aren't interrupted. Like by waitresses and the outside noise of restaurants and public spaces. Now, understand, you want to be safe. You know, call me. Ellis and I will be your drive-through road dogs. We've been looking from a distance.
I've had an opportunity during COVID to have some of my most meaningful interactions sitting outside with somebody, having a conversation. And you say it's uninterrupted. I'm not on my phone because, you know, everyone is doing that thing.
Everybody's on their phone. Right?
And so, I've never, ever, well, I'll say this. Always, I was only doing the same thing. But now I realize that there's so many people out there you can meet. You just have to be open to it.
Sure.
You have to be willing to do some things differently that I haven't done before, right? Mm-hmm. And I think, as I try to tell my female friends, you have to get out of here. So what? He's in your inbox, right? He's in your inbox. Let's meet somewhere. Let's have a conversation. Let's not just text about it. But you got to be willing to do that. And I'm like, if you go there, I'll be somewhere else. If you act a fool, I'll come in and say,
call me.
But
we'll
at least do something. Stop complaining about any men out here. There's men out here. There's women out here. They're everywhere.
There are people. There's tons of groups. I just joined a group on Facebook called Celebrating Black Love, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what it is. I'll post it on our Facebook page at Love Wins with Ellison Minnie, because I can't think of the name right now. But it's one of those groups that, you know, it's adults having relationship conversations. Yeah. And we cannot be, you know, at one point these things were taboo, you know, that we didn't talk about them outwardly. But now with everything, social media, and we talking to our friends, talk about them. Ain't no thing.
I'm part of a group on Facebook called Black Fathers. And it's amazing how, you know, some of the questions that are posed to us and how men respond so inappropriately. Like, you know, so one question came up about the baby mom and what the young man should be doing. And the other man was like, yo, you need to whoop his tail and do it. I'm like, no, he's 16. You know, his parents have gotten divorced. He's mad at dad.
And you need to work it out.
Right, I mean, and listen to him. Listen to what he's trying to say. But don't just go in trying to put your hands on him, because if he's crying and he's screaming and yelling, something else is
going
on.
Hurt. There's a hurt there that hasn't been addressed.
Oh, man. But what hurt me the most is that one man responded. I just showed this to my wife, and my wife said, you know, you need to go in there and show him who the man is. If another man is being led by a woman, say, I got to show my 16-year-old son who the man is, then I ain't a man at all. Because what have I done?
Right.
And that doesn't make any sense.
She's telling you how to be a man, and that's not cool.
It's not cool. So here it is, this 16-year-old man becomes 26 or 36. Now, he's been traumatized at 16 because his mom and dad got a divorce, right? So he's taking this baggage into this next relationship and then possibly his next relationships. And then we have another broken family or a broken relationship. Mm-hmm. At what point does this stuff stop, yo?
Yeah.
We got to let men have to learn how to, if I can say, have a meltdown, cry. Get your emotions out. Talk to somebody. More importantly, be honest with yourself. You got to stop fooling people.
And those things are okay.
It's okay.
Those things are
okay. It's needed.
So we need to take a break. So y'all about to hear a song. We don't know what it is yet. We're going to figure it out on break. because we've just been running out of mouth. But we appreciate you for hanging in there with us. So we're going to take a break and be right back with Love Wins with Ellis and Benita.
If I gave you my love, I tell you what I do. I'd expect a whole lot of love out of you. You got to be good to me. Gonna be good to you. There's a whole lot of things you and I could do. I could say about you, girl. I could say that I really.
And we're back with Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. So you just enjoyed the sounds of Uncle Al Green.
The great Al Green.
And Simply Beautiful. And so that's what we aspire to be, to have that type of simply beautiful connection, vibe, and a relationship.
Yes, and it takes work. And what I was trying to say earlier is that when you get a connection, you have to work at it to maintain it. You have to be open. You have to be willing. More importantly, you have to let down your guard. Because one thing that I've learned from Benita is that as a man, I have to let down my guard. And I have to be open to some different experiences. And I've been sharing it with some of my friends. And all of a sudden they're like, yeah, you've been kind of stifled. I'm like, really?
Yeah, you've been kind of guarded.
Yeah. But I'm not as guarded as I used to be.
That's true. I'm seeing a difference. I'm seeing progression.
Yeah. And I think also part of that is just maturing, healing, evolving. And I'm actually doing things I enjoy doing. I'm not doing things I used to do that I had to do out of obligation.
That's good.
You know, now I'm being my authentic self. And I'm like, if you don't like me, then, you know, deuces, kick rocks with open-toed sandals on. As Benita says oftentimes.
That's right. Kick rocks with open-toed shoes.
You know, like me, kick rocks, you know? You know what I'm saying?
I love it. Because, you know, all we got is us. And that's all we can be. It's who we are. And that's what sustains us through the long haul.
Yeah.
A lot of times we do come into something and we try and fit, you know, the empty puzzle piece of this individual. And if that's not who we are, we can't be it. Mm-hmm. You know, we can fake it for a minute, but it's not sustainable. Mm-hmm. And when we, you know, are able to be our authentic selves and still work with this person, that creates that simply beautiful connection and vibe that we all want to be a part of. I want to thank the Black Talk Radio Network for having us. Thank you, our listeners, for listening and sharing and giving us feedback. Hit us up on the comments, whatever platform you're listening to us on, hit us up, because we're trying to build content and the content has to come from you guys, ladies and gentlemen. Hit us up on our Facebook page at Love Wins with Allison Benita. I want to thank the three guys talking smack, listening to music, specifically the producer, Big P, for making us great.
The main man.
He's the main man.
The OG of this thing.
He's an OG, all right.
He's straight OG now.
He's straight OG. Old as can be.
You leave my man alone.
Whatever. So check out Live 365. It's a streaming service. Three Guys Talking Smack has a 24-hour, 24/7 stream. And so I have a show on there on Wednesdays and Fridays from 5 to 8. It's the Benita Takeover. It's the happy hour. So we kind of dance our way away from work back into our nighttime. And on Wednesday nights, I have a hump day show. But every day there's a show. And every day, all day, there's different shows and different content. And so I invite you to go over and listen to our friends at Live 365. Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music. So there's no wrap up to this show because we kind of been all over the place. Yeah, so this has been fun.
We'll continue next week. I think we can continue with the topic next week. And I know sometimes I may be hard on my brothers, but you know, I've been a cornball, goofball, you know, reckless man. And then I got daughters, man. Lord,
so the daughters straighten you out. When you have daughters, that should pull you back, because you know what happens when it doesn't pull you back? They turn into me. Scared, ain't you?
Nah, I'm scared. Well, I'm not gonna say that. I'm not afraid, but my youngest is 14, and she had on something, and I was like, She's like, no, Dad, there's nothing wrong with that. And she's voluptuous and she's tall.
Yeah.
And she still has that baby face. I had to let her know.
And she's still 14.
And she's 14. Yeah. I had to let her know that you gonna bring the old Debo out. Oh, right. And I don't think a mother should allow a daughter to wear this. Her and I was going back and forth. And
the daughter or you and her mom?
No, my daughter. I'm for the mother. Okay. So I was saying to my older daughter, like, Dad, don't worry, we're going here, and she's going to be cool. I'm like, but yo, what if y'all going somewhere else? You're not always going to be there. So I'm trying to get her to understand, as a man think. Mm-hmm. You know, I think women have to do a better job of letting their daughters know, like, this is not appropriate. You can't wear that because you're going to attract this caliber of a person, right? And though I'm a woman, let me shut up.
You about to get it.
Because, no, but I'm serious, because, man.
But this is a whole new topic.
It's a caliber, for me as a father, there's a caliber of man I expect my daughters to date. And I don't want no dude, I know they can handle themselves, but don't bring no cat home who ain't about what I put inside you, because there's going to be some problems.
So this is going to lead to a culture commercial. Then we're going to go up on out of here. So I am now a life coach. You can hit me up at lovewinswithellisonbenita@gmail.com. So a part of the coaching is to be confident. And it doesn't matter you know, I got this. Y'all heard me just say I can walk naked up 23rd Street and nobody should say nothing to me.
Yeah, nobody shouldn't.
Right. But we got to be confident enough that even if he does or she does, whoever, we know who we are and we can step around it and step over that. So, ladies.
I'm a father of 14 or 16. Yo.
They and them girls going to be tough. Yeah. I got that.
They don't catch that smoke. That's my girls.
It's going to be all right. They gonna, the smoke going to come from the girls. Because we're going to put it in them.
I hope so.
So thank you so much for listening to Love Wins with Ellison Bonita. Keep listening. Keep sharing. We love you. Love wins.
Peace and blessing, y'all.
We hope you enjoy Love Wins with Ellison Bonita. Until next time, put love first. Hashtag Love Wins. If you'd like to reach us, reach out at lovewinswithellisandbenita@gmail.com.